Welcome back to another episode of the Tackle Podcast. This episode will be an NFL mock draft special the night before the draft. The draft will be held Thursday night at 8 p.m. That would just be the first round on Thursday. Then rounds 2 and 3 will be the next day on Friday. And then rounds 4 through 7 will be on Saturday. So how we will run this mock draft is I'm Ryan. I'm joined with George and Joey. We'll each take turns going through the first round, picking for a team until we finish the round. We'll do trades. We'll do all that. So without further ado, George, you are now on the clock with number one overall pick.
Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, there's a lot of discussion about who should be taken. Trayvon Walker, Aiden Hutchinson. I honestly think that with the Jags, overall defense is not their problem right now. They need a good offense. And to me, it should either be Evan Neal or Aiden Hutchinson. And before I go Aiden Hutchinson, they already have Josh Allen, one of the a good young defensive talent already. So why not get Evan Neal from Alabama? A great offensive lineman, one of the most athletic to protect Trevor Lawrence.
All right. From the Lions, I'm liking that a lot, because I'm taking Aiden Hutchinson easily with that number two overall pick.
Okay. All right, with number three, if I'm Houston, I'm taking Kayvon Thibodeau. For the longest time, people had him as the best player in the class. He fell out of nowhere. I don't know why, but to me, he's still the best player in the class. I think he's like a high ceiling, high floor kind of guy. I think he can bring more instant impact than Trevon Walker, which who I was debating with. But ultimately, I'm going to go with Kayvon.
I think the Ravens should also trade up to get him at number 9, because the Seahawks are really
If he falls to 9, yeah. But that's the question, if he falls to 9.
He probably will.
All right, George, you're up with pick number 4, the New York Jets.
Ooh, okay. So this is going to be my first trade of the night. If I'm the Jets, I put all my money not to get Deebo Samuel, but to get DK Metcalf. DK Metcalf has a better contract. You don't have to re-sign him immediately. And then also with DK Metcalf, he's more stable than what Deebo Samuel is. Deebo Samuel already has an injury history. So why not try to get DK Metcalf, the bigger, more reliable receiver to me?
So is this a number 4 overall pick for DK Metcalf straight up?
You'd probably have to put in.
You think DK is worth that much?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, I think he's worth number 4 overall. I think he's a better pure wide receiver than Deebo Samuel.
I think you give 4, 2 seconds, and DK.
Oh, 2 seconds. Yeah. I don't know about all of that.
I don't understand why draft picks are valued so highly. I don't understand that.
You get pretty much 5 years locked in. Yeah. And like a 50% chance that they
were a second round pick. It's a second round pick. Your chance as a second round pick developing are not that high.
If the Seahawks trade for number 4, so they now picks 4 and 9, who would they take at 4?
Who do the Seahawks take at 4? Oh, they take. Yeah, I think they should take Trayvon Walker right here. Easily.
All right, so now the Giants are on the clock. Pick number 5. Do they just go best player available and take Kyle Hamilton? I'm not sure, but I think...
Hamilton is your best player available?
Oh, yeah. I think they'll just play it safe and go in and take Ahmad Sauce Gardner out of Cincinnati.
He's not the best
quarterback. Yep. All right. So, if I'm Carolina, I'm taking Malik Willis.
Whoa.
I think this whole offense, this whole team in general, just needs like a spark, like flashy kind of player like Malik Willis. He can bring so much to the table. He's dynamic. He's a cannon. You know,
not that good.
He'll already be one of the faster quarterbacks in the league. Like, I think Deshaun Watson is my comfort right now. I think he can bring a lot more to the table than Darnold. I think Darnold might be the starter through halfway through the year before Willis takes over, but Willis can bring so much more to the team. And that's why I have the Panthers taking.
You don't draft
find the GM
to be a draft pick, though. Like, top six pick to be a backup quarterback.
I draft off my ceiling. Why did the 49ers take Trey Lance if they have Garoppolo? Why did the Packers take Jordan Love if they have Jordan Love is arguably the greatest quarterback of all time?
All right, George, you're on the clock at pick number seven, the New York Giants.
The New York Giants? Oh, jeez, they need a lot. There's a lot of things the Giants can do. I'm going to go off need for them. To me, the offensive tackle position is a very high ceiling in this draft, but there's no reason Ike Ekwongo, I think that's how you say his name, should go anywhere near the top 10 for me. I think it should be either – yeah, I'm going to go with Kyle Hamilton right Kyle Hamilton right here out of Notre Dame.
Hamilton.
Just the fit for the Giants. I mean, they don't need a cornerback. They already have their lockdown corner. I forget his name, but he was an all-pro corner. They already have him, so they don't need Stingley or the other corners in this draft. You might as well take a safety to pair with Julius Peppers.
All right, the Falcons at pick number eight. I'm happy that I have two real good offensive linemen to pick from between Akeem Ekwonu from NC State and Charles Cross from Mississippi State. But I'm taking Ekwonu because I think he's the most versatile offensive lineman in this draft. And he'll be able to be thrown a tackle, thrown a guard. He'll be able to help this team a lot, who was probably one of the worst rushing offenses in the league last year.
It's true.
Joey, you're up.
So at pick nine, I'm picking for the Jets, correct? Or the trade? Or am I still picking for
the Jets didn't swap first round picks. The Seahawks still have the pick.
Okay, so with pick nine, I am glad. I am, like, thankful that Derek Stingley fell into my arms. Right now, the Seahawks are in no position to contend, correct? Yeah. So why not take a arguably generational talent quarterback in Derek Stingley? I think ever since he was a freshman in football, he was a consensus number one player. Until he got a little bit injury concern. You know, he didn't play that 1 year because of COVID. So there's a bunch of question marks. But I think he could be the next Jalen Ramsey, the next generational corner. So I'm taking Derek Stingley from LSU.
Best quarterback in the draft.
I think he's the definition of high risk, high reward.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, George, you're on the clock with the New York Jets, pick number 10.
Ooh. So from the Jets,
they traded away their pick number four.
Yeah, they didn't need that pick. To be fair,
they
didn't.
But now they have their stud wide receiver DK Metcalf,
and they also have Jameson Crowder. I still think.
I think they should fill in for defense with his.
Yeah, definitely.
I know. If I'm the Jets here, I'm taking Jermaine Johnson easily.
I don't know about that. If I'm the Jets here, this is going to be a controversial opinion. You don't need Jermaine Johnson out of Florida State. You can trade back, get some draft capital, and build up. So for the Jets right here, trading back, you already have Elijah Moore, Zach. Ooh. You're right. I'm taking Jermaine Johnson out of Florida State.
All right. So now, who's the Washington Commanders are now on the clock. So Jermaine Johnson goes off the board. I think Coco Hamilton has been drafted. He would have been a very good fit here. It wouldn't surprise me if they went with a player like Devin Lloyd or even went and looked at a quarterback at pick 11. Yeah, I say it's between linebacker, but I think Devin Lloyd will be a reach at 11. So I think they take it a shot at a quarterback. Why not?
At a quarterback?
A quarterback, yeah.
Which quarterback you have?
They just traded
for... So since Malik Willis already went off the board, I think Kenny Pickett is the second best
quarterback. Wow.
Are you joking?
So I haven't taken Kenny Pickett.
They just traded for Carson Wentz.
I don't care. Carson Wentz is just a backup in my eyes.
Oh.
They still need a long-term answer. I think Kenny Pickett can be that.
Not Kenny Pickett. All these quarterbacks are not good.
I don't care that they traded for Wentz. Wentz is a backup level quarterback.
You put these quarterbacks in any other draft, they're like fourth round picks. All right, 12.
All right. At 12, I think the Vikings just go best player available, probably leaning towards defense a little bit. I think you could go Garrett Wilson, but receivers is one of the biggest strengths on the Vikings. So I'm going to go with Devontae Wyatt, D-line from Georgia.
Ooh, that is a reach.
I don't think so. I think
they need corners, though. They're not in a passing running division or like.
Get help the pass rush as a whole, though.
He's not a pass rusher. He's a run stopper, though.
Can do a little bit of everything.
He's just the worst version of Jordan Davis.
He can't.
All right, George, you're on the clock. Pick number 13, Houston Texans.
That is a terrible pick.
They've previously drafted Kayvon Thibodeau. Joey took him at number 3.
Oh, the Texans drafted Kayvon. That changes things, actually. You know what? I'm going to help out. Their new quarterback, forget his name completely.
Davis Mills.
Yep, Davis Mills. Get Garrett Wilson at Ohio State, one of the most athletic receivers in this draft, I believe, and should be a solid number one receiver for them.
All right, see, if I'm the Ravens, pick 14, I'm very happy that I have a lot of good players I like here. Charles Cross,
trade back.
And Trent McDuffie, corner out of Washington. But the thing is, the Eagles pretty much have told everyone already that they are taking Jamison Williams. Will be available at 15. No. He's going to be available at 15.
No.
So who's going to be calling for Tyreek Hill's replacement? Chiefs. The Chiefs are going to be in the Ravens' year all draft, and they're going to go ahead and trade for pick 14.
Yes.
The Chiefs are going to give pick 29, 30, and a third-round pick. They're going to overpay that much just to get Jamison Williams. So there's a trade. Pick 29, 30, and a third-round pick.
Why do you trade some quarterback?
For pick 14. And then with pick 14, the Chiefs are going to take Jamison Williams.
Hmm. Interesting.
It was going to screwed over in the draft.
Why did you trade so far back, though?
So because the Chiefs have two first-round picks. Okay. At 29 and 30.
But all the real talent is now gone.
I'm the Ravens. I'm going to find a way to draft a good player regardless of
They got Odafe Owe with pick 33 last year, correct?
Yes, that, but now you missed
he was top three in the defensive player. Yep.
Rashad Bateman with 28 and Odafe a couple picks later. Those are two high-level starters.
Respectfully, they're not no Jordan Davis, Trevor Penning. Like
they're probably
Andrew Booth, Chris Olave. Like,
all right, I'm ready to pick for Philly.
All right, go ahead.
I think you could go Drake London here, but your O line is so old. Give me Charles Cross. I'm not looking back.
Yep, that's a good pick. Chargers at 17. Is that wait? Okay, so the new.
All right, George, who you got? 16.
Oh, we're at 16. Ooh. Now, I'm them, the New Orleans Saints. They could go with the offensive line, but if I'm them, I rile up that defensive line. take Jordan Davis. He will fit in perfectly with New Orleans. They already have a loaded defensive line, so Davis doesn't have to play 1 through 4. He can pick his moments and shine when they put him in the game as a run stuffer.
All right, so the Chargers are up now. I think they're pretty disappointed that Jordan Davis went off the board, because I think they definitely would have taken him if available.
Oh, yeah.
But see, is there a good corner available? I think they might,
Andrew Booth.
Keep up with a stacked offensive division. I think they go Trent McDuffie here.
Ooh.
I think he was the best corner available right now.
All right, Philly, I have another easy pick. I'm taking Drake London, arguably the best receiver in the class with Garrett Wilson. Thank you.
Another receiver?
Yeah, I like that pick.
Well, you're asking me why Philly is taking a receiver when literally literally every NFL reporter ever has Philly taking a receiver at 15, which in most cases is Jameson Williams.
I get that, but I'd rather not. Like, if I'm Philly, I shy away from my tendency from always drafting a receiver, especially a risky one with Jameson Williams. Like, their receiver picks have not gone well.
Well, you realize Jameson Williams is probably a top 10 pick if he didn't tear his ACL. Like,
That's true.
He'd be the consensus number one pick if he didn't tear his ACL.
That's true, but he did.
Yeah. But
the New Orleans Saints are set up for a great position right here.
Jordan Davis earlier.
Yeah. I just forgot about this, too. They might be without Alvin Kamara because of his domestic abuse charges, too.
So do they go running back? Breeze Hall is my RB1 out of Iowa State.
Nah, they can wait second round for that.
I think that'd be a reach at 19.
If I have them, I take James Cook in like second, third, fourth round. If I have them, I go Chris Olave at Ohio State. Replace Michael Thomas. Trade Michael Thomas eventually because he's just the most mid wide receiver of all time.
Oh my God.
He's so mid.
He's not mid.
He's so mid. He's not top 10 in anything.
So the Steelers are up. I think they're willing. They're a team that'd be willing to take a shot on a guy like Trevor Penning. Like a real good run blocker, aggressive. How about their rushing offense a lot? I think he's the guy that Mike Tomlin can work with. He's considered a project, but he has all like the physical attributes that you like. Like he has a RAS score of 9.95, which is elite. Especially like for an offensive lineman, that's crazy good. So I think he'll be a good fit here.
Who are you taking?
Trevor Penning.
Okay. Oh, Trevor Penning.
Ooh.
All right, so now I'm up with New England. I think best player available. Maybe go receiver because they're pretty weak on receiver. There's someone I have in mind, but I don't think he fits the Patriots system. You guys might know who I'm talking about. But I think I'm going to go best player available. I'm going to take George Karlaftis out of Purdue.
Ooh.
I think
Vanderbilt is the best player available, but
Belichick can work with Karlaftis, who I think is like a low floor, high ceiling kind of guy.
He seems like a Patriot. I don't know what it is.
I think Belichick can turn him to an all NFL type player.
Okay.
And he has the tools.
All right. 22 Green Bay Packers. Okay. If I'm them, the Packers, Davante Adams just left. You don't need a number one receiver, but you need a weapon. And one of the most interesting weapons in this draft to me is Sky Moore out of Western Michigan.
All right, now the Cardinals are up. They're looking for help on the O-line. They really just need to make it clear that they're out to protect Kyler Murray and build around him. So I think they take not only a good fit, but the best player available, and that's Tyler Linderbaum, center out of Iowa.
Oh, the Ravens could actually trade it up for him. They probably would have.
All right. With the Cowboys, I think this is a perfect fit. And I think Jerry Jones has a perfect track history of drafting this type of player. It worked out last year when they took Micah Parsons. He had off-the-field issues, according to some reporters. If I'm Dallas, I'm taking George Pickens from UGA.
He'd be a terrible fit.
It just adds up too much with Amari Cooper leaving.
That'd be a reach at 24.
Yeah,
I think he's a potential to be the best receiver in the class, to be honest.
Oh my god, it's a shame. That's such a reach.
Hey George, the Bills now on the clock.
25 Buffalo Bills. Now, I want to go running back, but to me, the Buffalo Bills running back committee is still unsettled. They still have Zach Moss, who showed signs these past couple of years of being that guy. And they also have David Singletary, who's been really good. So I don't necessarily want to take a running back right there. Instead, I'm going to take who I think is the best player on the board, Devin Lloyd, Utah linebacker, for the Buffalo Bills, because they need defense. That's what lost them the chance to go to the Super Bowl.
So the Titans are up now. They could use a lot. I think the Titans thing to do here would go O-line. And there have been a lot of good O-linemen taken. But one player I really like is Zion Johnson, guard out of Boston College. And I think he definitely helped Derrick Henry a lot. Because he was probably one of the best drum blockers in this draft. Like, you got to go watch that man's highlights. Like, he is the scariest sight when pulling. So, definitely look out for him at pick 26.
All right, I think Bucks pretty obviously go corner. You can either go with, I might pronounce his name wrong, but like Roger McCreary from Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm gonna take Andrew Booth from Clemson. So you can't go wrong with either of them.
I think Booth is significantly better.
Yeah, I was definitely about to go Booth. 26 Green Bay Packers are
28.
28. My bad. Mm-hmm. Wait. Ooh, this is okay. I think they should go Treylon Burks out of Arkansas, wide receiver.
Arkansas.
Arkansas, yes, sir.
So Sky Moore and Treylon Burks.
Both. Yes.
All right.
Interesting.
You're gonna need
so
help.
It's a young offense right there.
Yeah, you're gonna need help after Davante Adams leaves.
All right. So since I traded 14 at the Ravens to 29 and 30, I'm going to go ahead and do both these picks. And then, Joey, you can do 31 on the Bengals, and George finished up with 32 on the Lions.
All
right. So I like being in this position where I have back-to-back picks from the Ravens. And I have a lot of players to choose from, like Bernard Raymond, N'Kobe Dean, Kyer Elam. I think you're in a position where you can still reach on a guy and it wouldn't be a terrible pick. I think a player, if I'm just going straight best player available and I'm looking for a guy to plug into my O-line, I'm taking Kenyon Greenwood. Definitely one of these picks. He'd help us out a lot. So you could plug him in at guard. Mm-hmm. I'd take him with one of these picks, say pick 29. And then if I'm drafting more for fit with his other pick, pick 30. I definitely want to go defense. And I'd probably go corner here with Kyir Elam of Florida.
Do we need corner, though?
Do you see what happened that season? We were playing with guys we picked up off the street.
Okay, and some of them were fine. And the chances of that happening again.
All right, so Cincinnati, I'm going to take a guy who everyone had going really early before he got hurt in his pro day. I'm taking David Ojabo from Michigan. I think they have to put defense here. I don't think you touch the offense at all. Maybe try to upgrade the O-line a little bit. But not even that, to be honest with you. Because I think the O-line showed a lot of fight in the playoffs. Like literally everyone said that their O-line wasn't good enough.
It wasn't.
Wait, you said Bernard Raymond?
For the Bengals, I said David Ojabo.
Oh, Ojabo.
I think you just try to upgrade that defense.
Well, first of all, he's going to be out the whole season. Second of all, they have Trey Hendrickson already, but...
Yeah.
Okay, well, you just upgrade the D-line as a whole on the other side, too.
How? He won't even play.
It's not just 1 year, it's words. We're talking about his whole career. What if his whole career is...
The Bengals... Joe Burrow is running for his life in the Super Bowl, and you're taking a guy who's going to be injured the whole season.
On okay, defense. So you want to reach an O-line? Because I don't think any O-lineman has a
Bernard Raymond.
Yes, I do... I'm going to reach, just like how defensive linemen are reaching for Joe Burrow every play. It's not that bad of a reach.
I think with David Ojabo, you're taking like a top 10 talent. Oh. But he's not playing year one because of injury.
And the Bengals aren't a good developmental team like that.
All right, we'll have to wait and see then.
All right, George, finish it off with pick number 32, the Detroit Lions.
All right, right here, the Detroit Lions right here. I think it's just a good pick for them. Desmond, I don't know how to say his last name, Ritter out of Cincinnati. I think this guy will transform the Lions organization. Fits in right with their head coach's mentality. Hardworking, strong work ethic. And I think he will hopefully replace Jared Goff midway through the season. And is exactly what the Lions need.
All right. Well, that concludes our first round mock draft.
Do you have any closing thoughts
or comments to say before tomorrow's draft?
Yeah, I just wanted to take a little time. If you guys want to shout out any names that were borderline first round picks that are going to be some of the top talent in the second and third round on day two.
N'Kobe Dean, linebacker out of Georgia.
Oh, N'Kobe Dean is going to be an elite player in this league.
Daxton Hill, DB from Michigan. Bernard Raymond, offensive
Lewis Sign
from Central Michigan. Jahan Dotson, wide receiver from Penn State. Arnold Ibikite, edge rusher out of Penn State. And another Penn State player, safety Jaquan Brisker. Those are just a couple guys I think are good enough.
George?
For me, it's just N'Kobe Dean, honestly. I feel like he's one of the most underappreciated players in this draft. And if it wasn't for his height, he'd be an easily top 10 pick, but he isn't.
Who's this?
N'Kobe Dean.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Also, I wouldn't be surprised to see Matt Corral go in the first round either.
I feel like if the Ravens didn't have Patrick Queen, we'd definitely be taking him right now.
So I just want to say Christian Watson from, was it New Mexico State?
North Dakota State.
I think he's the best athlete at the receiver position. There's a lot you can do with him. And I also wanted to say Lewis Sign from Georgia. Sure. I think he's the best tackler, period. In the draft.
And one more, Boy Mafe, edge rusher out of Minnesota. And if a team is really willing to reach on a running back in the first round, it'll be Breece Hall. I would not be surprised to see him go in the first round either.
Yeah, I think Buffalo's the highest, probably the team that's going to take him.
Well, there's our mock draft. Stay tuned for draft coverage tomorrow. And we'll see you next time.